Hey, this is Evan Longoria of your San Francisco Giants, and you're listening to TortureCast.
Hey, Giants fans, Chad from TortureCast here again, and I was able to go up to AT&T Park today for a media day where I was able to interview several of the players. Here's my one-on-one, fairly short interview with Brandon Bell. Yes, I asked him about his noggin. It's doing okay now. Hope you enjoy.
How's it going?
Good.
Chad from TortureCast. I'm going to get a lot of questions. Gonna get a lot of questions about the noggin, huh? Probably all day.
Yeah,
but
that's part of it.
Everything feels fine. Everything's on track.
Everything feels good. I feel completely normal.
Yeah.
Super happy about where I'm at. Not thinking about the concussion anymore. Just ready to get at it.
What kind of tests do they do to clear you on that kind of stuff? What's the medical protocol? Is it touching your nose, making sure you don't have any headaches?
There's a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of it has to do with making sure you keep your balance and you're not dizzy when you move your head around and stuff like that. Making sure you can see without your eyes, getting blurry or double vision or anything like that.
Yeah.
So for instance, one of them is just following the pin all the way to your nose and stuff like that. So you can keep that, one image and that's passing one of the tests. So.
Right.
But I passed those tests, I've been cleared.
Yeah, no problem.
I feel great.
I was reading an interesting article the other day. I don't know if you heard about it. They were looking at a bunch of stats over the years, and basically they kind of classify you as one of the best good ball hitters, and one of the best at laying off the bad pitches. Did you see that? Did you get it?
No, I haven't seen that, but
I was interesting. I don't have the numbers off the top of my head. It was something like you swung at 71% of good pitches and like only 14% of bad pitches.
Right.
And they were showing the exact opposite.
Right.
Like Iglesias was swinging at only like 28% of good pitches.
Right.
And a lot more bad pitches. But given that is kind of a known, I mean, what kind of discipline do you take to the plate? Obviously, something is working if those numbers bear out like that.
Yeah, I mean, that's really my goal is because for me, I feel like I have to swing it. Good pitches in order to be successful, and I think the name of the game up here is pitchers try to get you to swing at their pitches. So the less I can do that, and the more I can swing at my pitches, the better off I'm going to be. We'll say there's times though when it can get you in trouble because you're so focused on making sure you swing at good pitches that sometimes push a little late on some balls. That's been the case. You get a good pitch to hit, and you might miss it just because you're making sure you swing at the right pitches. So I try not to get too deep into it, but, I have a zone that's in my head. And if the ball doesn't come in there, I try not to swing at it. If it does, then I try to let it rip. So fortunately, my zone kind of matches up with the strike zone.
So when you have various counts, are you often getting signs for the bench, or are you just solo in terms of, let's say, it's a 3-1 count with a runner on second? Obviously, you can knock him in with a base hit, or if you take a close pitch and it's a ball, you put another runner on. Are you thinking about strategies like that when you're at the plate? I know some players do, some players don't.
I don't do it at the plate, but it's definitely, throughout the season, that's part of my approach. And, obviously, I'd love to knock that guy in. That's like my main priorities. When there's a guy in the scoring position, is to knock that guy in. But the reality of it is that pitchers don't want to give you much to hit in those situations. So if they're not going to give me anything to hit, I'll just take my base and let the guy behind me do it.
So you're not going to be overly aggressive in the sense of chasing out of zone. Which
I want to be aggressive in the zone. So if I get something in the zone, I want to go after it. And if there's something away, then I'll just take my base, if that's the way it ends up. I have no problem doing that. You got to get people on base if you want to score runs. So. Like I said, ideally, I get to knock that guy in, but if not, I'll just go to first.
So what do you think it was about last year? I mean, obviously, you guys aren't going to replicate 98 losses. I think that was an aberration. I mean, you had Bum going down, yourself going down, all these other injuries happening. Obviously, great signings this offseason. I'm sure you guys are excited about.
Absolutely.
Back into the rotation, maybe there's a little bit to question. But, at the heart, what do you think, besides injuries, was the core issue? And do you, as players, you just got to just brush it off and move on to the next season, and it's just history?
Yeah, I think the injuries were definitely a factor, but I think, when we get into that situation again, we got to be a little bit more proactive in getting out of it. I think it's possible that we might have thought that we were going to eventually come out of it, just because that's who we are, that's who we've been, is when you go into a little bit of a slump, we end up coming out of it. Well, eventually it got too late in the season to come out of it, and we were just kind of stuck in a hole, so we got to be more proactive in getting out of those lows this year. And I think with our mindset coming into the spring training, we're going to be able to do that. I mean, we got a bunch of winners in this team. We don't want to go through that again.
Yeah. No, absolutely. So what is it about not letting it last too long before the slump is too late to get out? I mean, what is it? Is it mental coach by all you guys? You guys have a big 100-point speech, you know? I'm just joking.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just, I think it's just the fire within. You got to have a determination, personally and as a team, to make sure that you don't go down that road again. And, you know, it was a little bit of an eye-opener last year. As unfortunate as it was, I think there was some positives we can take out of it. You know, and one of them is that it lit a fire in everybody, and we don't want to go through that again, so we're just ready to go out there and win some baseball games and hopefully win a World Series.
Any expectation playing outfield this year? Or
I guess I don't have a expectation, but if it pops up, then I'm ready to do it. You know, that's the case every year. You never know what's going to happen. There might be a need for me to go out there, so keep a glove handy, and if they call on me, I'm ready to go.
And finally, what's the thing you're looking forward most to this season? It's kind of a...
Winning.
Just winning.
Winning, yeah. I mean,
I know it's
a pretty simple answer, and you might have wanted a little bit more than that, but that's honestly what I've been thinking about all offseason. That's winning baseball games. And I'm really super excited just to get back out and start playing again, because I think this is going to be a good season.
All right, cool. Thanks.
Absolutely.